on, it's Thursday and day 4 of Totally Germany Rocks. Are you tired of me yet? I hope not. Bay Ragney here. And today's episode, we got Philippa. I hope I said that right. Philippa of Thundermother. And they kick fucking ass. I love this band. Been a big fan of this band since I first heard them about 2 years ago. And actually, I think it's older than that now. Maybe it'd be 3 years. They have a new album that came out earlier this year. They went through a huge shakeup, like major like changes. The whole band just up and quit on Philippa. And we discussed all that. We discussed getting a brand new band, the decision whether to continue or not. Also having to work a day job on top of still trying to, you know, be a rock star and run the whole Thundermother ship. And you know, just the whole, it's just a crazy music business, it really is. But check these girls out, because they will kick your fucking ass. If you like AC/DC, if you like Motorhead, if you just like rock and roll, Thundermother is where it's at. And you know what, should I kick it off and start off with a, yeah, let's do that. Let's kick off the song from the new album. The new album is self-titled. And she put her foot down. She made a statement. Thundermother. Bottom line. They're here. They're here to stay. They're not going anywhere. And they fight for rock and roll. So you should too. And here it is. Thundermother. Fight for rock and roll.
We don't need any affirmation. All we need is our imagination.
Honestly, I'm really super excited to talk to you. We've been a huge supporter of Thundermother here at Totally Germ Radio, so I'm really excited by this.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
So, you've been through a lot in the last year. How are you holding up?
Well, actually, I just got like a phone call from my boss, because we also have a job, and like, you can't tour anymore. We can't have you here then, you know. You're never at home, so it's a lot. But it's our life, and we love it. We love rock and roll, and we're always going to do the touring. And we have so much planned for this year. It's mental.
That's awesome. So now, what is it you do for the day job? This bothers me, because you guys make such amazing music, and it kills me that you guys can't just like say, you know, like, F the day job.
Right, I agree with you. That's like our goal, to just quit the day job, you know. I only work like 18 hours a week in a rehearsal room area, so it's fine, you know.
Okay. So it's still around music then.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially like this date in the fall, when we just got a Spain tour, a huge Spain tour. He just said to me right now that we have a lecture for the music business, and you have to talk in front of an audience. So I was like, I understand. But I just booked a show, you know, that day. So it's a bit of a compromise for everyone.
But that's good, though. I mean, you're in demand on both sides of the fence.
Yeah, totally. And I'm loving it, you know. And this is what we want to do. And we're going to keep on doing it, so.
Now, with, you know, the whole situation that happened with, you know, the old band members leaving and all, did you, like, think to yourself at any point, like, all right, well, maybe this isn't what I should be doing. Maybe I should go into something else.
You know, I never thought about that, actually. And now when I look around, I see they don't even, like, some of them don't even do music anymore, my old band members. So for me, that's never an option, because I started the band 2009. I write all the music. I produce the two first albums. I write lyrics, you know, a lot. So that's who I am. So I can't stop doing it.
Right. I guess that kind of, like, speaks volumes, though, like, in the place that where they were compared to you.
Yeah, and I want to play all the shows, and they just want to play like 50% of the shows. So now I have like band members that's in the same level, you know?
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, like, after that whole happened, though, like, was your plan always like, you know what, it's always going to be Thunder Mother? Or did you think to yourself, like maybe I'll do solo, or maybe just start a whole new project?
No, for me, Thunder Mother has always been my project from the beginning, you know. So it's not. I don't want to quit what I've tried to build up for all these years. Like,
sure.
Finally, we have a big name now, you know. So
yeah.
Why should I start from scratch just because someone else don't want to be in the band anymore? It's
right,
not an option
right.
for me.
Did it, like, shock you, though, like, with all them leaving? Or, like, did you kind of, just that, like, you guys were, like, had such a great momentum going, that great last album, like, everything seemed, like, to be, like, clicking and firing on all cylinders. And then, like, I know from me being a fan of the band, when it came out, I was, like, sitting there staring at my computer screen just shocked, like, what happened?
Of course, everyone was in shock. I totally get that. But for me, it wasn't a shock. It had been coming for two years minimum.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah, so you don't tell everyone about your issues, do you? You know, you
right,
keep
right.
it in the band, and you try to solve it. So we came to a conclusion that some people don't want to do this, then they don't have to do it. You've got to
right.
be happy in life and do what you want to do. So I
sure.
totally support that and everything that they want to do now. So... No hard
awesome.
Feelings for me, and I appreciate the time that they put into the band forever.
That's awesome. Now, how about finding the new members? How did that process go? Like, did you all of a sudden like start getting bombarded with people like, hey, like, when are auditions?
Yeah, from like literally a lot of people sending me videos. When they were shredding guitars, doing drum stuff on Facebook, you know. And I was, like, so honored that people want to play in Thunder Mother, you know.
Right. Did that kind of, like,
But
did that take you back, though, a little? Like, kind of like, wow, like, we really have been leaving our mark here.
Totally, totally. And I just felt like appreciated that people don't want rock and roll to stop. People want rock and roll to continue, no matter
right.
who want to play in the band, you know. And for me, the music is the most important part, and to entertain. So I'm just glad that I have the opportunity and the, you know, and the support from many people and fans to continue what I love to do. And I really appreciate that.
That's awesome. Now, how about the decision, like, from going from five-piece down to four-piece? Was why didn't you want to add another guitar player?
That was the easiest decision.
Really?
No, so horrible. No, but, you know, we can all fit in a car now. It's brilliant. With a driver, because no one wants to drive, because everyone wants to have a beer. So it's like, oh, we have to rent a big van. Oh, you know, it's easier to just take the car.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so but you know, and I play a lot of the guitars anyway on albums and stuff. So I was like, this is a challenge. I'll take the channels challenge, you know.
Right.
I can do the guitars myself. I have pedals, you know.
So going through all that and then being able to play the Wacken Festival, was that like kind of like the icing on top of the cake for you, like just to make everything complete and so much more satisfying?
We got the Wacken gig with the old lineup confirmed. So the first thing I did was contact the Wacken and ask if they still want to keep Thunder Mother, even if I bring a new lineup. And
right.
they was like, yeah, sure. You know, you're Thunder Mother. We want you. So that was brilliant.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, oh, thank God. No one, only one festival want to cancel in all, like we had 14, I think, or 15. So that was like a shocker, like, oh, we can still play the shows, and that they wanted us still and everything. So, and when we finally were there, the people were so happy and grateful that we did the show, and it was seriously 10,000 people in front of us. It was so fun. The best
awesome.
Thing we ever did. And we all got the Wacken logo tattooed on our bodies, you know, that day.
Oh, that's great. How
because
scary
was
that,
though?
The thing
I wanted to do, you know, when I started the band, my first goal was to play Wacken. So I want to do
oh,
that
wow.
thing, you know. It's one of the biggest rock and roll festivals in Europe, so.
Sure. You must have been scared, though, contacting. I'm like, uh-oh, like, hopefully they'll still want his fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I let the booking agent contact them, and he like copied me in secretly so I could see exactly what they write, you know.
Right.
So I even see their reaction. I was like, oh, I was biting my nails. It was horrible, you know. But people were so positive, so I'm like shocked, you know. But I gave
oh,
them a
awesome.
Chance to not book us. But now we did like so many festivals with the new lineup. We don't even feel like a new lineup anymore because we've been doing this for 1 year and 4 months now.
It really seems like a whole lifetime ago, doesn't it? Like,
seriously, it does. After doing so many shows a year, you forget about time, you know?
That's, yeah, absolutely. So,
I think I've done
well.
At around eight. Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think I've done totally 800 shows with Thunder Mother since I started the band.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shows. That's a lot
yeah.
of shows. Wow.
Yeah. So nice to write new music now, you know?
Yeah, like, so you said, like, you were the one that basically wrote everything. So, I mean, did you approach anything differently, knowing that there was going to be new members, or just the same approach to it all?
Well, this, I just wanted to get the new songs I've been working on for so long, just get them out there with the new lineup, because they were so
right.
fast learners. So we just headed into the studio immediately after the festival summer last year, and we just bashed in everything in 10 days and released it now. So I think the next album will be more of a process together.
Yeah, you did. You did 15 tracks in 10 days. That's pretty. That's hardcore. That's a lot of work in a short amount of time.
Yeah, but we only released, I think, 13, because two was not good enough. Yeah, it was a lot.
So how about also, too, like the decision just to call the album Thunder Mother? Was that kind of a statement, like, you know, we're still here, we're still standing, and this is it?
Yeah, totally. A statement that, like, don't give up on us, you know? So, and,
that's awesome.
You know, it's hard to name albums. It's so hard.
Sure. So how about, like, I mean, some of the songs, too, like, you kind of went in a different direction, where you guys did a ballad, somewhat like a ballad for the first time, and Fire in the Rain, which is an amazing song. Like, were you kind of scared to, like, go
Thank
that direction with the band, or?
Thank you. Not scared, because I've already lost everything, literally. You know, band members. And so just we set the standard in the first two albums that when I wrote the music for them. You know, people should know we play rock and roll, this kind of hard rock that we do, AC/DC style. And this, now people know about us, what we are about. So I felt, let's do what's fun, what we want to do, you know? And I have so many songs, you know, just try something new, see what happens. Besides, many big bands like Aerosmith and Green Day, they released their first, you know, ballad in the third album, and they had a breakthrough. So that's inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an amazing song. Like, even like when I first heard the album, I was going through, I was like, it caught me off guard a little. I was like, wow, like it's got a totally different sound. It's very commercial sounding, but it's right away, I'm thinking to myself, like, this is just pure radio airplay here. Like, this is just, it needs to get played and heard.
Thank you. Oh, it makes me really happy.
Now, will you guys do like a video for that song as well, or?
Yeah, we're actually going to get it delivered within a few days. So we are really excited about to see the video. So it's coming soon.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Super excited. Now, how about like with some of the titles, too, of the songs, like, it sounds like, just, again, with the whole statement of Thunder Mother, like, songs called Revival or Survival Song or Quitter, like, are these all things like, hey, like, we're here,
okay,
we're not going nowhere.
I wrote some, yeah, you know, when you're feeling down, you need to let some air out. And I had many songs finished, but then I just needed to let some air out, you know, after the breakup, and just tell people, like, I'm no quitter. I will be here every night doing rock and roll, like I say in the lyric, like she say in the lyric. And actually, Revival is an old tune. So, yeah, it's cool. A bit new and a bit old.
Very cool. So how about, I know you guys have lots of shows planned over in Europe and like you said, Spain and everything. How about the United States? Will we get Thunder Mother in the United States?
Right? What's happening? Let's do it. We just want to get over there. Hopefully next year, seriously.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
I'm waiting
absolutely.
Patiently.
Thank you. Just, like, tell people about us. Keep playing us, and we promise to do it, you know? People
absolutely.
Like you who make it happen. People who are supporting
you.
Us.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it a lot, you know?
So like, is that, like, just the focus right now is just continue playing the shows, getting the music out there, and hopefully getting over to the States for 2019?
Oh, yeah, that's the plan. We're going to do a little mini release in the fall, I think, with just a few acoustic stuff and some live stuff
cool.
that we have put down. And you can really hear us, you know, in that very, very basic recordings, just to show people that we are true musicians, you know, real,
right.
We're real and we're staying. We don't have to produce everything. We can actually play. So, and then we're going to, I think, we're going to tour a lot, but maybe even record in the spring, I don't know, next album, because we're pumped and we have much more material to release.
So it sounds like you've kind of just been like a writing machine anymore. Like more and more music is coming to you.
It's mental. When you're happy, you know, you play riffs. It's just coming.
That's awesome. Now with the acoustic.
So we just, yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't remember anyway.
I was going to say with the acoustic, I think that was something I saw. Maybe you guys were doing like radio station interviews, or is this something you guys are doing like possible shows of as well? Or
yeah, we like sometimes play for our endorsers and sponsors. Like we have some Gibson endorsement and Marshall and some shoes and stuff like that. So we come and play in their shops to, you know, show our appreciation, you know, and stuff like that. And it works really well because you can hear the harmonies when we're singing together. It's like the Beatles. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love when bands do acoustic stuff. I would love to hear that stuff.
Great. It's coming soon.
Very, very cool. So, all right, so where should we send everybody to keep up to date on Thunder Mother, get the music, and buy, and hopefully so you can quit your day job and do this full time?
You should just log into www.thundermother.com, and there is everything.
So everybody needs to go to thundermother.com and buy everything.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Or go like everywhere. I don't know where you buy your stuff. Amazon, I don't know. We just released a gold vinyl, so I'm really happy about that one. It's really,
ooh, really?
A beautiful vinyl. Yeah, it's a limited edition. We only have a few copies, so you get to be quick if you want one.
Love the new vinyl stuff. It with all the different colors and all, it's beautiful. I'm so happy it's back.
Me too. Like we wrote on our new tour poster, like not the new single out. We write new LP out.
good.
Old school.
See, that's I'm old school and you know, I have the gray hairs to prove it. But you know, it's always been to me an album. It's never been a CD. It's never been a digital release. It's an album. It's always an album.
Exactly. Hey, you get it. You know. It's about the album.
Absolutely.
Love releasing albums, and many more to come.
That's what I want to hear. Whether it's acoustic or electric, it doesn't matter. Just overpower us with music. We want to hear it all.
Good. You will have it all. Promise.
Well, Philippa, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you. I'm so happy for you and the new album and the new music. I'm so happy you continue on with Thunder Mother, because you have much more music to give us.
Yes, I have a lot, and we have a lot. And thank you for supporting us. It means the world, truly.
Always. And 2019, Philadelphia, come here, United States. Beers and cheesesteaks, let's do it.
Let's do it. I'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Take care. Congrats again.
Thank you so much. Take care. Lovely talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Embrace me with your smile. You were there when I ripped down my walls. You know I've been struggling through it all. And you found me there when I was down. What would I've done if you let me be? Thank you.
stood out when I saw you. Could I know you're like the sun? It was only with you that I could breathe. You defended me when no one ever did. You encouraged me as I turned to go. You filled me with the strength to carry on. 'Cause you're my fire.
And there you go. And so does Thunder Mother. That's right. Fire in the Rain. I love that fucking song. I really do. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's like kind of a, you know, a change in direction. We talked about it in the interview. More of a commercial side to the band, but I love it. It sounds so freaking good. I hope that's the tune that really truly puts them on top, gets them worldwide recognition, exposure, and gets their asses over here to the United States, because our United States needs a little kick in the ass with rock and roll sometimes, and I think they are the ones to do it. Thunder Mother. Go to thundermother.com for all the information. The album is out now. It's self-titled. It's out. Get it. You will not be disappointed. Trust me on this. So there you go. Thanks to Philippa for being totally driven and being part of the show. It's taken a few years, but we got it done, and I'm excited. I'm super happy by it. Again, thundermother.com, check them out. Go, they're all over social media. They're on Spotify, they're iTunes, you know, they're everywhere. Or just go to their website, buy physical copies. I saw the pictures of that vinyl that she was talking about. It looks killer. I think I need to order some. I need a Thunder Mother shirt too to rock here over here in Philadelphia. I gotta get the Philly crowd warmed up and ready for when Thunder Mother comes here, hopefully in 2019, and drinks lots of beer and eats cheesesteaks with us. That's the goal in life. There you go. Let's make it happen. All right, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in again. My name is Bay Ragney. This is Totally Driven Radio, Totally Driven Radio Rocks. Like us, love us, follow us all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And don't forget, tonight we'll be back live with our Totally Driven Radio flagship show with the network and our original show. And we have a local guest, actually, a guy I went to high school with. He actually does a couple tribute bands here in the Philadelphia area that actually are pretty freaking huge in the area. He does an Aussie tribute band called The Land of Oz, and he does a Dio tribute band, The Ultimate Live Evil. And they have a show coming up this weekend, as well as next week. They're playing the Fillmore, the Foundry at the Fillmore, and they're opening up for making their Philadelphia debut, The Iron Maidens. So check them out. And his name is Mr. Steve Desco. So there you go. Tonight, tune back in. We'll be live. We'll be live probably for about at least three hours, maybe even four. You never know. We always have a lot to talk about. So, again, listen to us everywhere. We're all over the place. We're on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. Spreaker, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. And I'm sure I missed some. But anyway, Super Toe Jim and Entertainment, Toe Jim Radio. And until next time, very importantly, stay driven, everybody. See ya.